Live from the bowels of the D, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Olin Ezra Show. Fellas, lift up your sacks. Ladies, cup a boobie. And now, you are rolling with Olin.
What's up, Internet?
Keep it going.
Just keep it rolling. Anyway, what's up, Internet? In the great city of Detroit, Michigan, you're listening to the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's underground talk revolution. And with me, as always, is Big Baby P.
I want a cupcake. Pow!
The Average Joe.
Hello.
And Dylan back there with no microphone running the sound. Yeah, buddy. Anyway, right. We're live. We're live and reckless today from the beautiful, pristine, and great-smelling Russell Industrial Center in Midtown Detroit. So give it up one time for Detroit.
Yeah, get it right.
It is in close relation to Midtown. It's across the freeway, pretty much.
You go to hell, Dylan. There's a reason you don't have a mic.
You, sir, do not have a microphone.
You should yell. Yeah. You long-haired hippie bastard.
Yeah, Dylan, quit yelling drunk obscenities. We have enough problems with hecklers.
Just engineer.
So anyway, we've got like a bazaar going on here today. It's like it's a festival too, an art show, all types of crap. There's bands going on, and we decided that we were just going to do it live since it fell on the same day that the show was going on, and we got Magnanimous here with the show.
Hello. Hey, everybody. How you feeling out there tonight? This is Magnanimous. I kind of like a rock. Anyway, they told me some artists are going to be here. I'm more of an artist than I am a performer. So we'll see how that goes later.
Yeah, we'll find out. We got a live Magnanimous show coming up in about 2 hours, 2.5 hours. And Dylan and myself are going to kill Cardiac. So that should be fun.
Rest in peace.
And in a little bit, we're actually going to take you down to the festival going on outside. I'm going to take you down there with me. And one of the guys from Small Mind Productions is going to be filming, and that should be exciting. And yeah, so let's get the show going. Pat, you weren't able to find any articles for the show this week. Why?
Actually, I did come across something. If you just give me 1 second.
All right, go ahead. Pass that computer down to Pat here. Now, this is not porn, right? This is not porn?
Well, no.
That's a shock.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to...
Minimize the window?
Yeah.
Alt-tab.
He had said that he knocked one out earlier, so that's a...
Yeah, before you watch the porn.
So.
Hey, real quick, before I pull up this article, update. Lions lost, of course.
Oh, wow.
They did. Oh, my God. What a shock.
What kind of news is that? Get
There's still
here.
16 seconds in the game.
Undefeated.
They can score 18 points in 16 seconds. They're down 31-13, 16 in the fourth.
I took the bait going undefeated preseason. Everyone's like, this is going to go okay.
I knew epic fail from the beginning.
Oh. After last week, I was like, you know. No, I'm not. No, it's done.
We should have got Brett Favre, motherfucker.
Before you get to that article, we had gone. We had a drunken debauchery of a night on Friday promoting the show.
Oh my goodness!
Let me start the story by saying we made up some flyers.
Well, hold on, wait. We're gonna have to radio edit certain parts because certain people don't want to be mentioned.
Tell them from the
their names aren't going to be mentioned. It's just going to be Trailer Ho A and Trailer Ho B. How about that?
That works.
Okay.
Right. I didn't call them that. I like them. I didn't call them.
I did because these two wonderful ladies decided to look like trailer sluts for the show, and we can't ask for anything more.
No, not really.
No, it was a thing of beauty. We went down to Detroit and we started flyering, and at some point during that thing, I decided I needed to get drunk, so I got some Jack Daniels, and it. Went downhill from there.
I don't really think it was a good idea.
The first spot after Detroit we hit was Meyer in Belleville for whatever reason, and I got kicked out of Meyer and ended up yelling profanities at the guy kicking me out. Some manager, he's like, "Hey, you're soliciting." I'm like, "No, not really. I mean, it is free. We're not selling a product."
Oh, you know what? So while we're talking about this, you go ahead with the story. I'm about to actually look up the actual definition of the word solicit.
Okay.
Because, I mean, we were giving it away for free, you know, not asking for anything in return.
That'll be good. Anyway, let's just say by the end of the night, I was so drunk and I wanted to have sex with one of these girls and she denied me. She told me I was the biggest dick and the biggest asshole she had ever met.
She actually called another guy over.
Yeah, she called somebody else. I got cock blocked by another dude. Yeah. Look, she was promoting the show. I was just trying to promote my balls.
Wait, dear God, she made a booty call?
Yeah, well, she made a booty call while I was trying it to
get the
out.
She had booty right there.
Yes, right. And wow. Yeah. So anyway, I like decided, you know, I'm like, I've had enough of this. So I start walking. They live on a golf course. Start walking across this golf course yelling, F this, F that. All I was trying to do was get me and my show laid, and now she's calling dudes. So we ended up walking.
Bring me into this.
Hold on,
to 94.
Wait. You completely skipped over the part about you jumping up off of the floor. Because I swear to God, I thought you were passed out drunk. And like all of a sudden, you just pop up like...
Quick.
Yeah. F this S. I'm not getting laid.
Fuck
Pete,
this. I'm
you're
gone.
Not getting laid.
Yeah.
I'm walking home. I'm getting my truck. I'll be back for you, buddy.
Yeah, I told Pat I was coming back. So I ended up walking to 94 across this golf course.
Hold on. Tell him about the moment you had at the ninth green. Tell him about the moment you had on the ninth green.
When I was yelling and screaming and...
Or urinating in the hole.
That was before. No, I pissed in the hole before I left. That was post getting drunk and more drunk than I was. Anyway, I started walking down the service drive, and I'm like, this is a really bad idea. I'm going back. And I couldn't find their apartment. So I was like, F it, I'm going home. And I started walking down the 94 service drive. And I was like, hey, I'm going to be a hitchhiker. Why not? So I stick my hand out, and I start acting like I'm going to hitchhike. And some dude, the first car that drives by me, hits my hand at like 40 miles an hour. Like, look, my hand is still a little swollen. It's tender in spots.
Did they stop?
They stopped
and then drove
at me,
off. Right,
and then they drove away.
That's interesting.
What fucking asshole?
They weren't even like, you're okay. They're like, oh my God, I just hit this dude. Get out of here. Go.
But look, the lesson for that part of the story is whenever you're hitchhiking, go against traffic. Do not walk
so you can see
with
coming,
traffic.
Right. And next time I see somebody Beautiful. Trying to hit me, you know, I'll have that time to back away from them.
But you were too drunk to realize
right.
it anyway.
So anyway, I keep walking, and I walk about 3 miles, and I'm in front of this Coca-Cola bottling plant on Haggerty, and I'm feeling sick, you know, because I drank about a pint of Jack Daniels, and then I ended up, you know...
Didn't we have some type of vodka
we
there at the
beer,
party, too?
And then we had, like, this illegal Russian potato vodka that I don't know where we got it from. I think one of those girls had it. But I sit down next to this Coca-Cola bottling plant, and I'm feeling woozy, and I just hork everywhere. I couldn't help it. You know, you're drunk, you get sick.
Did you lay in it?
No, I turned around. I'm like, I need to sit here for a minute. Next thing I know, I hear like the semi drive by me, and it's an hour later, and I had slept on the sidewalk in front of the Coca-Cola bottling plant.
So you fell asleep and then got up and continued to walk? Unbothered.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Nobody said anything like, hey, why is this dude sleeping on a sidewalk?
Did we mention what time it was?
This is, what, it's about 4 a.m. by this point?
Oh, God.
Right, it's like 4 a.m. So anyway, I get up, I start walking back, and I find a bicycle. I take the bicycle back. It's just laying on the side of the road, all dilapidated. The wheel fell off. The wheel was flat. And, yeah.
I'm glad I was not in your shoes that night.
Are you sure you didn't take the bike from some other passed out drunk dude?
It could have been somebody else. So I don't know. Anyway,
I swear this is one of the funniest stories I've ever been privy to hear. But,
yeah.
And I'm sure people did see you laying there passed out. And I mean, I'm sure someone drove by at one point and went, you know what? It's a shame to throw out a perfectly good white boy like
Joe,
that.
Joe.
that's funny.
They just assume you're homeless. You know?
Right. Yeah. Joe ended up calling the cops the next morning because both of my cell phones had died and nobody knew where I was.
Yeah,
so.
And every police station I called, all the cops were like, we don't know what happened last
I don't
night.
Know
we
that.
Were
I
sleeping.
Think it's funny that you just decided to call the cops right off the bat.
Hey, man,
no,
I figured.
No, see,
not hospitals. Just check the hospitals.
We called the cops. Right. We called the cops after we went to the house and like banged on the door and banged on the window and got no response. That goes to show.
Tell them what the first cop.
What did that cop say anyway?
The one that I called.
Yeah, the first guy.
The first guy. He said, I don't know what happened last night. I've been sitting in this desk sleeping all evening.
Yeah, what a nice cop.
Yeah, I'm glad my tax dollars are paying
right,
for that.
Right, you know? It's like, good, I'm glad I'm raped every paycheck so cops can sleep on the job.
It was a pleasant conversation. I've never had, you know, a laughing conversation with a cop. Right. Normally, it's all you just know? Dick this, dick that, and I'm a prick.
All right, Pat, so you got an article.
Hands up against the car.
You got an article pulled up.
The Detroit Macarena.
All right, yeah, before I go to it, though, like I said, the actual definition of solicit.
I forgot, I'm sorry.
Something by entreaty, earnest, or respectful request, formal application, etc. In my opinion, we weren't soliciting. We were just offering. All we were doing was handing out a fucking flyer.
Yeah, we were just telling people to throw this away for us.
You know, we didn't say, would you please, you know, can you? It would be awesome if you. We just said, listen, go to this website. You'll have fun.
Right.
You'll enjoy it.
It's not we don't try to sell.
You know, we didn't ask anything. We didn't, you know, we didn't offer too much.
We didn't say, why are you shopping at Meijer's? Go to Kroger.
Right.
You know, I mean, all we did was hand people flyers and say, listen, you know, check out this website. You'll enjoy it. All right.
Yeah. Now, frig that guy. He's working the midnight shift at Meijer's.
It doesn't take a lot to get kicked out of Meijer's. For sure, they're just looking for issues. I used to go in there and rob from the bulk food cookie bin. I mean, I never got kicked out for that.
You mean the bulk cookie thing they used to have?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
man, I used to eat cookies out of there all the time.
You know?
Yeah, the windmill cookies.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
I mean, that brings back memories.
They're ultimately there for free as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, man, those were some tasty
cookies. I'm going to buy
some
fucking cookies. All right.
All right, Pat, what you got, buddy?
Yeah, what do we got here?
All right, check this out. From the AP, a lawyer in Chicago has been suspended for more than a year for accepting lap dances as partial payment from his stripper client.
Sir, so, picture of this guy?
Unfortunately, no. I would much rather see a picture of his client, though.
So these are like professional women giving him lap dances, and he's just saying, okay, that's fine. Now, I mean like professional, like, you know, women and... Wait, he's not getting that from men, too, is he?
No, it's just one particular client of his.
Oh, just one. Oh, yep. What happened? Why did she give him the lap dance?
Apparently, the Illinois Attorney Registration and Disciplinary Commission on Thursday said that the attorney, Scott Robert Irwin, will begin serving a 15-month suspension for misconduct. Irwin, who practices in the northern Illinois city of DeKalb, and his client mutually agreed that she'd perform nude dances for him in his office as a way to reduce her legal fees.
Wow. So she asked for it.
Well, I mean, I don't know who initiated it, but she agreed, you know.
Okay.
Basically, he credited her $534 toward his bill.
Hold on. I know we're talking about lawyers getting lap dances, but Dylan just brought us some beer.
Thank you, Dylan.
What a gentleman. Yeah.
Thank you, you long-haired fuck.
Get up for beer. All right.
But yeah,
I hope I don't have to walk home tonight.
We're chilling with
it's
Dylan.
It's much farther tonight.
Oh, man.
Hopefully that beer will make you more interesting.
Hey, but check this out.
Please. Boo.
Can't believe we just got hoed out by the engineer.
You long-haired fuck.
How dare you hoe me out and you don't even have a microphone?
It's
Quit
cool.
heckling
no one heard
me and go down the hall.
It's cool. Anyone that matters did not hear him.
Right.
Dylan will edit himself in later.
So what happened?
Yeah, apparently, this whole situation came to the attention of his superiors because while the stripper agreed to the performances, the client contended he touched her inappropriately during those dances.
So he broke the golden rule of you can look but not touch, and she wasn't too cool with him touching.
You know what? If you're dancing in his office as a way to not pay as much as you need to pay for your legal, you know, ramification,
you better
to make sure that your ass is staying out of jail... I think the guy deserves to be able to throw a thumb
up. Yeah, you better let him smack that ass.
I don't think she should have done it in the first place. What was she thinking?
No, you know what? This is just another case of two adults agreeing to do something sexual and something bad happens and the guy just gets up, you know, in fucking trouble.
Wow.
That's usually what happens.
Wow.
No one is
saying, well, I mean, you're the whore that agreed to cut, you know, half your legal fees after you've done this, that, and the other. And
so he redefined the definition of financial aid.
Right. I mean, it's pissing me off a little bit because it's like this guy just lost his job for... He just lost his job for 15 months, but, you know, she's like, oh,
wait,
okay.
So he's suspended? He can go back to practicing law.
Well, yeah, but he's got to wait like a year and a half. He's got to wait 15 months.
That's just horrible. Pat, does this make you want to be a
lawyer?
Year
and a third. No, it makes me want to kick her in the fucking teeth.
Right. I mean, if she offered to dance for you, I don't see why he's getting in trouble because he was like, okay, I'll look at a titty. Instead of spending $24.95 a month on internet porn, I'll just get it for free in my office.
This is what pisses me off. He just lost his job for like a year and 3 months. She's going to go back. She's going to be on the pole tonight. And she's going to be looking for a new lawyer. Like
she probably got a raise.
Tuesday.
I need to find a new lawyer to dance for. Look out.
Right. What the hell, man?
We'll get some other sap in trouble.
This is why the system sucks.
I mean, isn't that the best reason to seek power in the first place? Just get your non-polished. You know, sure, a lawyer, judges, the presidents.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
JFK had broads up in there.
Like, I don't think Bill Clinton had any reserves to having women in the White House. Anyway, let's. While there's still a light outside, I'm gonna get up and we're gonna go live. Is anybody want to come with me on the mic? Anybody?
My mic does not travel.
Okay,
I'm heterosexual.
Well, you can steal magnanimous unless you'd like to come magnanimous.
I was thinking of being like I could be able to tell them we still hear you and shit. Go ahead and roll out there. I'll walk.
Okay,
with you.
I'm walking outside now.
Just me and you, Pat. Now
let me
hold it down.
Let me grab some of these flyers here.
Hey,
and we'll
phone.
Be back. You're coming with me, buddy?
Grab a beer.
Olin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Olin, take a drink with me.
Take your phone so we can let you know when we can't hear you.
Okay, if I can't be heard, I got my phone on me. We're good.
All right.
All right, gentlemen, we'll be back. Call me if you can't hear me.
We'll be able to hear you.
Call if you can't hear me.
Magnanimous has to crack the can into the plastic cup really quick, so.
Please, God.
All right.
Let's roll. I'm rolling with Olin for real.
Okay,
for
now real. We're rolling.
We're wheeling.
And Ron's taking pictures of me. I've never been filmed before, so it's kind of weird. Hey, what's up, dude? What are you doing?
Cameras all over.
Staying
the place,
out of trouble, man. You're on the Olin Ezra show, so stay up. Say what's up to everybody on the internet listening to the Olin Ezra show.
What's up to everyone on the internet listening?
Yes.
It's the Olin Ezra show.
Olin Ezra show.
That's right. Shout out. Here's a flyer, man. And we're in there recording, actually, right now, the show. So if you want to check it out, right down the hall. Yeah. We're on the internet right now, completely live. So what's up?
Sure.
What's
up? Radio
Welcome to the Russell Industrial
right
Center. My name is Olin Ezra, and this is my homeboy, Magnanimous.
I'm Magnanimous, ma'am. How you doing? What's your name?
My name is Chicho.
Very pretty.
The roof. That's where we want to go on the roof.
You want to go? You don't use us to get you up on the roof.
Oh,
wait, in that
what?
Case, yes.
I'll get naked.
Let us go.
Wow. Come on. We're going to take her to the roof. There's been a change of plans. If you check out down the hallway to the right, there's a live radio
what
show
you
going
do?
On
you
right now, and
you
can be part
there, right?
of it. It's very, very cool. So,
did you?
There is a ladder and a hatch up there for you guys. So here's a flyer for you, too. Check that out. There is a ladder. All right.
It's locked.
It's locked?
I just climbed up.
That's the only way I know on the roof. Oh, hey, Pat just showed up. He's
out of breath. Hosting the show from the inside. Apparently, he runs out here when he hears nakedness is going on.
You're supposed
on.
To be calling me when you can't hear us.
Right.
See, now
right
she's leaving. All right, come on. Let's go. Pat, thanks for making us bomb out.
Thanks
buddy.
For weirding everything out, man.
Yeah, we got one of the band members.
Hey, it's Mike D from Magnanimous.
Yeah, Magnanimous.
How you doing, guys?
Yeah, what's going on?
All right. That was a nice little mini interview. Now we're walking. We can see the studio, so you should be able to hear us just fine. And we're outside of a little shop called Raw Steel, and some of this stuff is actually really cool looking. Artist Tim Shoemaker. Looks like he's got steel roses for $20. He's got a dragon. That's a really cool looking dragon. He's got the rib cage and everything like that, like all forged out of steel. That's really cool.
I'm going to be chasing that dragon later, no doubt.
Oh, he will be chasing that dragon. Yeah. Look, he's got a rib cage shirt on.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for some people to clear out of his booth so I can ask him
he's
a couple of questions.
He's got medieval weapons going on over here.
I know. Oh, man, there's like a flail. Dude, how would you like to get hit in the head with that?
I mean,
look at this.
It wouldn't be the worst thing I got hit in the head with.
This is the official weapon of the Olin Ezra show.
All right.
All right.
What's that? We're working on it, buddy.
We got the average Joe about two floors up screaming at us. Three floors.
Yeah. Once those guys quit talking to him, I'll...
The artist?
Yeah, we're going to go to the artist here, but we got to wait.
A lot of metal.
Here we go. If you want to get married...
My man recycles quite a bit, I'm sure.
If you want to get married with iron butterflies, this is the place to come, is Raw Steel at the Russell Industrial Center. Getting your stuff plugged on the internet is fun. So, and Ezreal, he's got this cool little spider design mailbox.
There's a lot of sweet spiders. Look at that whole group of spiders.
He's got a case of tarantulas. You know what? I approve of this, what this guy's doing. This stuff is really cool, especially the Skullbuster right there.
Yeah. Some
shit. Hey, Ron, can you get a picture of that Skullbuster so I can put it on the Olin Ezra Show website?
Right.
It's right there. It's that red bat. There's two people looking at it right now. Oh, man, that thing is freaking awesome.
Yeah, it's not bad.
That is the official medieval weaponry of the Olin Ezra Show, and you'll be able to see it on the website because that is just too cool. It's basically a baseball bat with a bandsaw shoved into it.
Yeah, ultimately, that is the bone cutter right there.
Right, that is the Skull Buster. That thing is amazing. That needs to be in the freaking DIA.
Right.
Clever.
Hannibal Lecter style.
Very, very clever.
Type of weaponry.
Looks like we're not going to get a break, so I'm just going to walk up here and talk to this guy. Hello, sir. How you doing today? Would you like to be on the Olin Ezra Show? The Olin Ezra Show.
I only got
one flyer left. It's an internet podcast about the city of Detroit, for the people of Detroit, by the people of Detroit. We will hide the cameras. We were just admiring your art, and we thought it was epic. I especially like the Skull Buster right there. That thing is freaking sweet. So
originally, it was called the Ball Buster.
It was the Ball Buster originally.
Originally, it was a ball
buster. And how do you test the ball busters? Actual balls involved? It's like no balls were injured in the making of this weapon.
Right, no. This weapon is 100% free of balls. That's very cool. Do you have a website or anything to plug your stuff?
I don't.
Okay, so it's just raw steel, and art is by Tim Shoemaker in the Russell Industrial Center.
Not in here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
All right, it's got a booth.
Oh, wow, cool. So we're like...
Up in Warren.
Oh, okay. Warren, Michigan? Oh, you're not really an out-of-towner.
South Warren?
The southeast side of the mean streets of Warren. All right. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate the time.
Thank you. Those cool spiders, man. This is like that shit. A few. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to move along now. Hello, sir. What's going on, man?
Voter registration.
Voter registration.
Wow. Yep, voter registration.
That's awesome. Everybody, it's
an important thing you can do this year. Is sign up so you can vote this fall.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%.
Voting for the President of the United States or just random voting in particular?
I think voting at all levels is important. Voting for president, voting for I don't think there's a Senate race in Michigan.
Really? See, I think localized voting for things in your community are good, but let's face it, the presidential election's bought and paid for, right?
Not true.
No? Can you explain why?
Well, if you ever wonder whether your vote really matters or not, you don't have to look any further than Florida in 2008. A couple hundred votes separated the winner from the loser. And if you really think about it, it was a vote of 5-4 elected George Bush, and that was the Supreme Court. And that's why it really matters who becomes president, because the president chooses Supreme Court nominees, and they have actually, the Supreme Court, because they're nominated for life, they have more power to influence the direction of this country for a longer time than anybody else.
Okay.
Than the president, than the Senate, than the House. And so that's why it really matters who becomes president. And clearly, if it was a couple hundred votes in Florida, and this could easily be another very close election, every vote really matters. You have to make sure.
So you're registering people and promoting Obama at the same time?
I am out here registering voters. I, of course, am with the Obama campaign. I sincerely hope that people are going to vote for Barack Obama, but I am a firm believer in democracy. I think that we need to make sure that as many people as possible participate. Right now, for the last 20, 30 years, voter participation numbers in this country, even in presidential elections, are very low. I'm in favor of getting more people registered so more people get out there and vote. And I want more people to be informed, because an informed voter can really make a decision as to what they believe in and who they want to be in charge.
I agree with that. There's definitely one proposal that I am, the reason I am voting is to pass this proposal. So it's unfortunately unpresidential. Neither candidates have my vote. I'm going Green Party as long as, you know, they're still around. But
go ahead, throw your vote away.
I know, but there is an important proposal in Michigan, and thank you, sir, for your time, because I feel, you know, no matter what your political background or which party you like to associate with, it's just important that you get out and vote.
I agree absolutely.
Cool.
And, of course, if there's anything I could say to you that would convince you to vote for Obama,
it would take a lot, man.
Well, if I had to ask you, what's the single most important issue to you? When you're deciding on who to vote for, what matters the most to you? What issue is
For me right now, the only proposal I'm interested in is the passing the Michigan medicinal marijuana proposal, because I think that good people are incarcerated on a daily basis, and it's
fully. I am very much personally in favor of medicinal marijuana. I'm in favor of legalization of marijuana across the board.
Very cool.
Stuff myself. I have never smoked marijuana. I have never. Sure. I am personally not interested in using it.
He didn't inhale. He promises.
But I think that it's been shown that marijuana is less harmful than alcohol or tobacco. Both of those are legal. Why is marijuana so regulated?
Beautiful, man. I appreciate that. I appreciate right there. So you don't mind being on our radio show, the Olin Ezra Show, and that's broadcast out of this beautiful building every week, do you?
Oh, Jesus.
I personally don't mind. I don't think it would be... I think if you don't identify me as someone from the Obama campaign, I think it's because my personal position is not that of the Obama campaign. I wouldn't want it to be misrepresented. That
you just work for a rum company or something?
Is interested in legalizing marijuana.
Absolutely.
You're welcome to feature.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, we're going to run. We're going to chase these ladies because earlier they wouldn't give me a free shot. So
there you go.
We're going to go do our thing. Thank you, sir.
Talking to me and talking to these ladies, I can't argue with you on that.
All right, buddy. Hey, hold on, ladies. You guys want to give me a shot of booze earlier? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hold you guys up. Go ahead, pass. You guys were walking around with a little tray of liquor, and I asked if I could get a shot, and I only have a penny on me. And you're like, no.
I didn't say no. I said I'd give you a thought.
Well, I mean, I'm glad that you're thinking about me, a thought. It was like, okay, let me think. No.
Well, because I can't give it away. Lovely shot girl.
Absolutely. What are you beautiful ladies here promoting?
Can I say that Tommy Bahama rum?
Tommy
Bahama rum.
Tommy Bahama rum.
Yes.
And so you guys are the official Tommy Bahama rum shot girls.
We're not shot girls. We're promo models.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mom?
Promotional models.
Promotional models. Okay, well, if... Yeah, what's up? These are the rest of the guys on the show. One guy with their arm hanging out. That's
Big Baby,
Baby
P.
Yeah,
hanging out up there.
Yeah.
P, please do not fall out the window.
Yeah, just take it easy. And that's the average Joe. So
so where can we sample the Tommy Bahama at? Are there shots anywhere?
Stand down there.
Oh, okay.
They have the drinks for $5.
Is it like similar to Parrot Bay?
We can get
better than Parrot Bay, Bob?
Oh, boy.
These are on sale, too?
I got one.
It's ultra premium. Huge difference.
Right. Top shelf action?
Wonderful customers.
So, like to buy our drinks. You guys sold. You got
one
already?
These away.
Yeah, he's got... Yeah. We appreciate the t-shirts. Thank you. And by the way, this
there.
Is... We're,
t-shirts for your friends.
Yeah, sure. We'll bring some t-shirts up to them. Tommy Bahama wrong.
Thank you, man.
Absolutely, ladies. You're too cool. Too kind. Thank you. And how long are you guys going to be here tonight?
Until 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. What are you guys doing after? After?
Going,
so you guys wouldn't want to see this man performing live at the Russell
I'm
Industrial
do some
Center.
Songs, which I wrote.
That would be so wonderful.
We're right up there. Yeah, we're right there. Three floors up.
Okay. We're going to be on the third floor. We're doing the radio show live all night, and it's, you know, anybody's welcome to come. That guy was on the show a minute ago promoting his art. Cool dude.
Tim
He's
Shoemaker.
Awesome. And check
doing?
Us out. We're on the third floor, like I said. There's one of our flyers with our website on it. So enjoy, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have fun. Be careful out there.
All right, yep, we're coming back up. We got free t-shirts in Stowe. We've talked to beautiful women, and at the same time, we talked to some dude named, what was his name?
Tim Shoemaker. He does apparently not make shoes.
You know what? Fuck them, Pat. Let's have our own radio show.
Yeah, fuck these guys. I mean, because, you know, we tune in, and they're talking to hot chicks, but as soon as we tune in, he's, like, ending it and not inviting them up here to us. Big Baby Pat needs love, too.
They need to throw those chicks in a knapsack and just bring them up here.
Yeah, it's not kidnapping if they like it, okay? They would have came willingly.
It's not kidnapping if you don't hold them for ransom.
They would have came willingly.
The roof?
I will
it's
help
on
you
fire.
Find the roof. Come here. Come over here. Come
How
here
are you
going
to get to the roof in a wheelchair?
You definitely are going to need more than just directions.
There are
directions.
No ramps, sweetheart. Only ladders.
You're going to need more than directions.
She's going to need help.
I'll help her.
I know you will, Pat. We all know.
I help her real good. In the vagina.
Yeah.
You want me to
yeah,
call
definitely.
Him?
Well, you know what? I'm
kind of
liking the Joe show right now. Yeah, I know. I understand this.
Yeah, for those who can't hear, Dylan the sound man is telling us
If anybody is listening, we have two people representing the Olin Ezra show down on the street, and all communication is cut off, so.
All communication from them, but, you know, Big Baby Pat, Joe, Dylan, we're still here.
Yes,
still
we are still here broadcasting live. Hello, folks.
We're still giving you what you need.
Hi, how are you tonight? Are you enjoying this beautiful Sunday evening in September?
Come on over, talk on the microphone.
Yeah, here,
we lost our
hold on 1 second. I'd like to get a word with you, huh? What's your name?
Kathy.
Kathy, how are you doing tonight?
Great.
Great. That is terrific news. Are you enjoying the festivities here at the Russell Bazaar?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that is terrific, terrific. Do you have anything you want to promote here?
Love, peace.
Yes.
Happiness. More parking spaces, I bet.
Yes.
There you go.
Free parking spaces.
I was so disappointed that I actually come here every week and I had to find a parking spot like a mile away. Does it look like I like exercise, Patrick?
Who you telling? Who you telling? They don't call me Big Baby Pat for nothing.
Is there anything you'd like to say, Kathy?
No.
No shout outs or nothing? You are on the live internet right now.
Shout out to Sarah.
Sarah. Kathy says hello. All right.
She sends her
you
love.
Folks enjoy your night here, and I hope to see you again tonight. I don't have any flyers up here. Our two bozos took them all downstairs, be able to give you something.
We got a couple right over there on the edge
of
the table.
Yeah, right ahead. Here. Right over here. Just grab one. Our website is on the bottom of it, www.theolinezrashow.com. We have a Facebook and MySpace up and running. We have forums. So it's an interactive, just a little interactive radio show. If you're interested, we're trying to get the word out there. This is Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution. There you go. Have a great night, Kathy. It was a pleasure speaking to you. Man, what a wonderful lady right there.
Exactly. Kathy, real classy lady. Real classy. That's what we got.
Where the hell is Olin? I think he stole my porn.
I don't, you know what? Screw the guy, you know. He, you know, he cost me a great chance of getting laid the other night. We don't need him right now.
I think both of you costed yourselves of getting laid. You just let too much personality out there. Women don't like to hear what you have to say.
I wasn't talking. I was the quiet guy
No. Neither of you were quiet. Did you guys see me just chilling, drinking beer after beer after beer, just waiting for my turn?
Damn you, Joe.
Heather, I hope you're not listening.
What's going on?
And we welcome Olin back. The amazing Olin, who we didn't say anything bad about.
No, definitely not.
Right. Check,
praise.
Please. Oh, this mic is back on now?
Oh, chickadee check. There you are.
All right, welcome back. So we had a good time out there.
What do you mean, welcome back? We've been here the whole time.
Right, look.
No, I'm welcoming me back because you assholes wouldn't
give yourself back.
You guys wouldn't even do it. You wouldn't even give me any love. So.
And why didn't you bring up the chicks and the wife?
They're coming up.
Oh, are they?
Oh, yeah, they are coming.
80% of that bullshit down there is unusable because you guys were cutting in and out like crazy.
Wow. We had to cover
I tried to come find you.
Why that is?
I tried to come find you.
Yeah, we had like four armed forces coming down there. It was like a search and rescue.
What about the hot chicks? Did we at least get that?
Oh, my God. I saw it on their blouse.
We got the tail end of the hot chicks.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean.
Really?
I actually did a minor little interview. It was a lovely woman named Karen that came in here, and I interviewed her while you guys were dead silent.
Cool. Wait, she
absolutely fell in love with me on the spot.
Joe,
are you that? Are you that? Confident?
But I think her man was here, so I'm just going to leave that alone.
What happened to tobacco product sitting here somewhere? And it's,
tobacco product.
There it is. Okay, I was just making sure I still had it.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, what's that outline for the show look like? I'm completely lost.
Holy shit! We're just now getting into the outline.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we tried, and then you know,
we got distracted.
Yeah,
we do
have free T-shirts that we're going to be giving away. I think one of them.
Yeah, the ones off our backs.
Free Bahama shirts. Here, I'm about to go ahead and send you the outline right now, so you can go ahead and.
Please don't sing, Patrick.
All right, let's do it. Anyway, so we saw Small Minds, and if that interview didn't come out that good, we're going to interview them once they're back upstairs here in the studio. So the first story here is about, it's locally, it's about Dave freaking Bing, and he is running for mayor.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Running, or I thought he just got the job?
No, he didn't get the job. Ken Cockrell Jr. is the new mayor of Detroit, and there's going to be a special election held in February to decide the fate of the mayor. It's going to be Dave Bing versus Ken Cockrell. Those are the two big names, and then there's going to be probably about 10 to 15 other candidates that will not get as much press.
Do you think Kwame will make a special presentation?
I don't know. Kwame's going to...
I know he's going to try and run for some office in about 2.5 years. That's when his back allowed you.
Yeah, no,
I hope
it's,
not.
I
think that he has 3 years for a good
five.
Run,
it's five.
What?
Yeah, 5 years.
He'll be back.
Oh, and everybody will have forgotten
you
what happened.
Set him up for a comeback.
That's right.
Oh,
and you know what? By the time he comes back with like America's attention span, everybody's going to forget about what
He'll
happened anyway. He'll be like,
exactly.
Oh my God, it's Kwame. I remember that time you kissed the baby. You're such a good man.
He's a douche.
Didn't you kill a stripper?
Allegedly, she was beat.
He's the hip-hop stripper murderer.
There you go.
Oh, wow. Awesome. All right. Anyway, let's get into this. The article here, Bing is going to be, he says he's made his decision, and he's going to be in the February 24th special primary where he will face former city council president Ken Cockrell, who was sworn in as mayor this past Wednesday. At least half a dozen others also may run. Bing, he's 64, has moved. Now, he moved from the suburbs back to Detroit. Pat touched on this last week. But he moved. He's now living on East Jefferson Avenue with his wife, and he changed his voter registration to the city of Detroit. And he has operated the Bing Group out of Detroit for 28 years. And right here by the Russell, we're not located that far away from the Bing Group. That's where I parked.
Oh, yeah?
You know what? That whole article right there just guarantees that I'm not voting for this fuck.
Why?
Because it's like you've been making money out of Detroit for the last 28 years, yet you stay in the suburbs. And then the one chance that you get an opportunity to make even more money in Detroit, you say, oh, wait, I got to change my address. Got to change
my voter's registration.
Let me move to Detroit so I can run Detroit and make even more fucking money. He's not getting my vote.
I think it's good if you're going to run for the mayor
He's
of Detroit,
Detroit
and you're
going
to move to the city and not stay in the suburbs. I think that's I got to give the man props.
Yeah, here. I understand that, but my whole thing is don't move just so you can be mayor. I mean, because let's face it.
He's not moving so he can be mayor.
Dude,
he's showing his dedication to the city of Detroit.
That's because I'm pretty sure you can't be mayor if you live outside of the city.
Hey, we got some more special guests in the house.
We do. We have one of the forum members here. What up, buddy?
Yeah, what's going on?
It took you like 3 hours to find you.
No.
It's okay. It's not. The show really
well,
isn't
you
even
found
rolling
us.
Yet. You guys are early. You guys found a babysitter. I'm glad.
Hey,
Melissa,
go
don't
stick
walk
that
away.
Back on the wall. How dare you?
Did you pick that up off the floor?
Oh, man. Here, hold on. Give this man a mic, somebody.
You go, buddy.
You can give him this,
flyer.
Joe, here.
You must present this flyer for free access. I didn't want to pay.
You don't have to pay to get in here.
That's just a scam.
Yeah,
dude,
they're just looking for dumb
and
people to just sacrifice their wallets.
What's going on? My name is Cyril.
How you doing, Cyril?
Doing
Big baby right. Pat.
Doing all right.
How are you, buddy?
Doing all right. So what are you guys talking about?
The new mayor of Detroit.
Potential
mayor of Detroit.
Yeah. He's not getting my vote. I'm sorry.
So what do you think about Dave Bing running for mayor? Do you know who that is? I mean, you have a lot to say about Republicans, so.
Whatever. I don't have nothing to say for him yet. He hasn't really done much, you know.
What do you mean? He's ran the Bing Group for 28 years and been a successful businessman in the city of Detroit.
But see, as a businessman, as a group like that, you have a board of directors. You got, you know, you're paying people that are way smarter than you to do the actual work.
Look, this is a direct quote from Bing. He says, it's going to be a tough situation for anybody to manage through. You don't know who's going to be left on the city council. You don't know who's going to be left as far as the Board of Education is concerned. You don't know who within the administration may or may not be there. I have a better chance to garner good people to come in and fill positions than anybody else because that's going to be huge. Having somebody with a clean, fresh outlook is a major positive. I mean, he's a well-spoken man. How can you disagree with what he's saying?
I just think that was a bunch of bullshit excreting from every orifice.
Exactly.
Wow.
See? I'm just saying, I'm not 100% saying that, you know, the guy is a douchebag. I'm just saying, from what I see in this article alone,
how dare you call Dave Bing
vote.
A douchebag? It's Dave Bing.
We gotta
I don't give
what
a
he
shit.
First,
he wasn't
man.
Playing for the Pistons when I was, he'd already retired by the time I was born. I've never seen this guy shoot a fucking ball before. I don't give a shit.
All right, fine, Pat. Fine.
Pat, have it your way.
Have it your way,
like BK.
Pat for mayor.
Like BK.
Big Baby P for
we
mayor
know you
of Detroit.
There.
I wish I was there. I'm fucking hungry right now.
Go get some more Church's Chicken, Pat.
No.
Ooh.
Church's Chicken?
Oh, no, you're good. You pass that back over.
Yeah, right there.
I thought you and Joe were going to argue, and I wanted to catch the essence of the argument on the mics.
No, we saved that for our private relationship.
All right. So, yeah, Dave Bing, everybody, please support Dave Bing. He's a good man.
Fuck you, Dave. You got to earn my fucking vote. I'm not giving you shit.
That's fine. That's fine. I think that Dave Bing will earn your vote.
Why don't you just go move back to Belleville?
because I can't afford it.
Yeah,
right. That's where do you live?
So then just deal with what mayor you have
Detroit.
At the time.
I live in fucking Detroit. That's why I'm so passionate about fucking Detroit.
I was going to say your parents.
You're passionate about fucking Detroit?
Yes, I want to fuck Detroit, all of you.
Just make sure to all wear a latex product when you're going to do that.
I'm wearing sheepskin.
I don't think they make a condom that big.
Okay, so let's move along. We got another article here that I looked up, and this is called...
got to give you props somehow, Pat.
Yeah.
There's a model who's Asian, I'm sorry. Asian? And she's going to sell her virginity for 1 million euros.
What does that equal to in American dollars?
Wait, I thought she was Italian.
It doesn't say in the article because I think it's from a British website.
Okay, 1.45 million.
Anyway, it's 792,000 pounds if that's, you know, anything to anybody.
No, I looked it up. It's $1.45 million.
So almost $1.5 million. And
how old is this woman?
She's 20.
20?
So she's fresh, juicy, and hot off the presses.
I don't see anybody paying that much money to bang this chick.
Yeah, you know what? I'm calling bullshit.
She said, I can't
Pat,
wait.
This doesn't include you because you don't have $1.45 million.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just going to, I just want to
like,
put...
Big Baby P would win the bid, and then she'd be like, oh, you won.
I need to call my friend.
Yeah. I would be like, let me know, fuck that. I need to call about 30 friends.
Doesn't it seem like you could spend that money on three girls that know how to have sex?
Or couldn't you just spend that $1.45 million on a house and a car that will bring other hot chicks
no,
to you?
Right. Three girls. No.
Steve's sticking to the story.
Yeah. Sticking to three.
But no, you know
know what they're doing at that.
Right. But you know what? I'm calling BS on this one, too.
You got to pay her an extra bonus to move around?
She has to have scabies, and she's have to have been with at least 45 men for me to even consider her.
Listen, I'm just saying, like, virgins nowadays, let's face it, virgins nowadays, they're only virgins vaginally. I'm pretty sure she's took it up the poop shoot and at least given four BJs. Right.
You know,
I heard
that that's like the popular thing to do, that these chicks are just taking it in the ass and then saying, I'm still a virgin, even though I have herpes.
And then you could still go and have vaginoplasty.
Well, see, the other day.
That's what I was about to say.
What do you mean?
You get the re-virginalizing.
You can become re-virginized.
It's the technology of the future.
What are you... What do you do? Like with
vaginoplasty is a surgery. It's like
they
plastic surgery
repair,
for the vag.
They surgically repair the hymen, basically. So you're a quote unquote virgin all over again.
Technically, for all
me?
Technical purposes, sure. That shit's never been popped.
Wow.
Right. You're a virgin with AIDS, syphilis, gonorrhea, herpes.
Hey, I'm still a virgin with
forgot
this,
to cure that
wonderful sexually transmitted diseases I have.
It's like, oh no, unbelievable. I was born with chlamydia.
Right, yeah. Oh, my dad gave me syphilis when I came out of the womb.
Jesus.
Wow. Anyway, her name is, let's find her name
Raffaella
here.
Fico?
Raffaella Fico.
She's Italian, too.
She's probably got to shave her lower back.
She is hot.
She's
very
hot. She actually has to apply for the same licensing that they have at the Bunny Ranch. Like in Las
really?
Vegas, because this is like a prostitution. Think about it. That's like prostitution, right?
Funny you bring the Bunny Ranch up. I heard the Bunny Ranch is closing.
Why is it closing?
Because it's just
germs.
I heard that it's just really old. It's run down. There's no upkeep in it, and Hugh Hefner's just about to pull the plug.
You know what, man? But you know what? I've been looking around, and I know.
Pat, you've never been to the Bunny Ranch. Shut up.
No, I've never been there, but I've been looking at porn, and I know that a lot of the major chicks from the Bunny Ranch
Pat,
show.
If we have
they
listeners, they
careers.
All know you watch
porn.
Yeah,
they've just gone on to just do porn and you know, other like sexy shit. So it's like his main stars are gone. Mm.
I mean, there's always hot. I mean, there's always women giving birth, so there's always going to be new, fresh ass available.
Yeah,
we get older.
We get older though. Yeah,
we get older and they stay the same. It's fucking lame. I hate it.
Oh wow. It says in the end of the article, a Peruvian model, 18, put herself up for sale to help pay for her family's medical bills. But then once the guy was like, "Hey, check it out, I've got $1.5 million," she's like, "Ah, no."
Hey, wait, listen to the. If I don't like him, I'll just have a glass of wine and forget about it. What a bitch.
Wait,
How can you say that? How are you about to turn down a man that's going to give you $1.5 million?
I'll just have a glass of wine and forget. It's a bad dream.
Just to even say that shows her experience.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I was just about to say, you're not a virgin saying, I'll just drink them away. Right. Yeah, How many others have you drank away, honey?
It takes more than one glass of wine. Let me tell you, sweetheart.
Look, because she's never had an alcoholic beverage either.
Yeah, she's only 20. So how could she drink wine?
How would she know?
I bet she's never seen a penis.
Oh, wow.
She's never had a boyfriend, though, and she says, quote, I swear on my mother's grave. Didn't she just die, by the way, too, her mom?
I don't know. Does it say anything in that article?
No, I was just guessing.
I don't believe anything. Right. Don't believe any of it.
It says
she's never had a boyfriend, and she swears on her mother's grave. She's a devout Catholic and pays to Padre Pio every night. But let me ask you this. How are you a devout Catholic if you're going to sell yourself for 1 million euros? Yes. What's devout about that?
Without getting
Send
married.
Send me your money. That's what the preachers say.
Yeah, Mr. MC.
Preachers do it all the time.
It's you don't have sex until you're married, but it's okay if you're going to get paid 1 million euros.
Oh, no, as long as God gets a cut.
Yeah, right.
Put some in the collection plate, damn it.
That point 45 million.
Pope Pius or whatever is getting
they're getting 20%.
100,000 euros. It's all a scam pulled by the Catholic Church, those evil bastards.
The Lord fucking does not Vatican. Want American money. It's devaluing. He wants the euros.
Right.
Wow.
The pounds.
Come on, the Vatican does something new every year. The Lord wants pounds.
I got one more story I'm going to touch on really quick.
Should we save it?
No, because it's along the same lines of Catholicism and everything. And this happened in Texas. A Texas teen claimed she's forbidden from wearing a rosary around her neck in school because the Catholic prayer beads are considered a gang symbol.
What?
Since when is a cross and beads a gang symbol?
Yeah, well, the rosary is not a necklace, first of all.
Too many people have been watching the Boondock Saints.
Right. They are akin to anal beads, maybe. I don't know.
Anal beads?
Yeah, sure.
You know, I used to have an 80-year-old teacher.
That would be awesome.
She taught French, and she used to come in with this big necklace that, I swear to God, looked like anal beads. I'm not even shitting you. I'm sure
that they probably were.
Dude, I bet.
Wow.
That would be awesome if teenagers in Texas were just walking around with anal beads around their neck.
Praying That's moving them. To Texas.
Say seven Hail Marys on the anal beads.
Hail Mary.
Wow. Yeah, it says she was stopped by school security guards at Segoville High School in Dallas, and she was told off to take the silver and ruby beaded rosary, a gift from her mother. The same thing happened again when she came in on that following Monday. She goes, I went to school, walked through the metal detectors, and they told me to take it off. Now,
take it off.
Yeah, right. You know, wow.
Anyway,
she's like, hey, why are you making me remove my rosary? And they go, it's gang related. So whatever. I don't understand.
Was she sporting the blue and red?
It says that police are aware.
What color was the rosary?
Yeah, no, they said they were ruby.
The Buddha rubies, so they were red.
Silver and ruby beaded rosary.
Be careful. Schools in Dallas, the Bloods are now wearing ruby-encrusted rosaries as their gang fashion.
So if you see people walking around with Bibles and rosaries and, you know, all kind of Christian paraphernalia,
I'll send you right to Jesus, I send you right now.
That is not a Jehovah's Witness.
Pretty soon we're going to see Jehovah's Witness coming around with guns and shit. Read this, bitch.
It's like that laptop gun from Perfect Dark. They're just going to walk around with those.
It feels like they do that anyway.
All right. Anyway, this is what police say. They say lately they've been seen wearing religious jewelry such as rosaries worn by gang members. So it's a factor. So like, you know, if some drug dealer is wearing a rosary because he's a man of God, now all of a sudden it's a crime.
It's funny they jump right. They don't even give him the benefit of the doubt. Just because they start seeing gang members wearing this stuff, it's like, oh, they're not trying to turn their page or turn over a new leaf. You know, maybe they did go to the religious side and change their ways. No.
Fuck that shit.
That's not logical. That can't happen.
Fuck that, Chico. Stop having your whole crew wearing rosaries.
Right. If I die, man, I'm going to die with my rosary on. You know where I'm going. I got you.
Unbelievable. Let the girl wear her rosary. Really?
Yeah, I mean, this is ridiculous.
Really? I mean, look, I understand if she was wearing the rosary to cover up her nipples, that might be a problem, but she's wearing it around her neck.
That would have been hot, though.
Maybe it's okay. They're separating the hustle
from God. You know, it's like, you know, they have their belief. They're still, you know, good men, but it's just the hustle, man. The hustle is business. I mean, Jesus was a hustler.
Yes, he was.
Pulled off party tricks, created wine. He's a good dude.
Magic tricks, the hustle is one thing.
Religion's another.
I think he was just a master of deception is what it really was.
Who knows?
He's like, look over here. Blow!
Yeah, right. Look what I just did over here. Oh, amazing.
Wow.
There's actually four Jesuses. He make himself appear randomly.
Wait, what does it say? While rosaries are not specifically banned in area schools, a spokesman for the Dallas Independent School District said that whether they are not allowed is the principal's discretion.
I like the last line. It says, Ruiz and her mother have vowed to take the district to court if necessary.
Of course they vowed.
They're going to lose more money. They're just wasting money to take this to court. Right. Why doesn't she just wear a sweater and just put it underneath the sweater?
Put the rosary in the sweater, sweetheart, really. That's kind of a good idea. I know you want to show off your rosary, your ruby encrusted rosary, but look, a rosary, honey, is not bling bling, okay?
It's not.
Go get a platinum cross on a chain with diamonds in it if you're looking for some bling bling, not a rosary.
So what have we got next here?
I was going to have an Small Minds studio interview with the guys from Small Minds. Is anybody there?
I'll tell you what. We can go get them. Maybe take a break.
I tell you what. John's not here. One of you beautiful people, come on up to the mic right quick. One of you. Come on.
Anybody, these mics are on.
Yeah, there we go.
It's on now.
There we go. What's your name, pal?
What's going on?
How you doing?
My name's Robert Simpson.
Robert?
I'm just one of the local yokels,
So have you been having a good time today, hanging out?
I just got here about an hour ago, probably a little less. It's very, very festive. Lots of interesting culturist things going on. Is culturist a word?
You're in Detroit. Of course it's going to be festive.
Welcome to the Olin Ezra Show, Rob.
Yeah, this is the Olin Ezra Show. We're a Detroit podcast. We talk about, of all things, Detroit, but on top of that, we talk about music, culture, and fringe news that you won't hear from anything
else. Rude, so lascivious things.
We try to be as rude and offensive as possible at all times. So, welcome to the show.
That's why we're on the internet
It's great to be here. It's a pleasure. Yeah,
so is there anything you saw here that you thought was like, oh my God, this is so amazingly cool, I just have to talk about it?
Quite a few things, actually. Like I said, I just got here probably about, half an hour ago, and I haven't really got a chance to really delve into anything like real thoroughly, but I did see a lot of really cool stuff.
He said delve into.
Delve. Don't give Pat any ideas, damn it.
I saw some metal work.
Oh, I saw that too. That's actually going to be on
some
the show.
Interesting weaponry.
Did you see what's it called? The Skull Crusher? I think it was called the Skull Crusher.
I'm not too sure, actually.
It was like a baseball bat with like a bandsaw through it.
Right, yeah, I think, yeah.
Thing was epic.
Very nice.
They're
very
talking
brutal.
About my cock.
We are not talking about your cock, Pat.
Yeah, Pat, just stop. Look, people are leaving now. How dare you scare people away?
People love
my cock.
Okay,
well, thank you very
cock.
Much for appearing and talking a little bit, and you've been having a good time, right?
Robert Simpson, we appreciate it.
Robert
Simpson. Thank you for
having
me.
Bobby S.
Big Bobby S.
Anybody else?
All right. Anyway, we're waiting to get one of the guys from Small Minds to come and re-interview. Is somebody here? Okay. Yeah. Here we go. We've got PJ from Small Mind Productions.
Yep.
And what do you do, PJ?
I'm a fluffer.
You're a fluffer, really? Wow. So do you just walk around like tearing ass everywhere?
No, man. It's mostly cock and balls.
All right. Everyone else leave the room.
Hold on. Horses only, though.
Horses, wow.
So my first name
everybody
is
Philip, else leave the room.
Means lover of horses.
Really?
Does that really mean
I was under the impression all Americans, their names didn't mean shit.
They're like,
hey, I'm not American.
Like Joe?
Yeah, like Joe.
How you doing, sir?
How are you?
We are the Olin Ezra Show, in case you're wondering what we're doing, and we're interviewing
who are these
PJ
ass-tards?
Right.
From,
for those
Small
that can't
Minds.
See, we got
so,
people walking in
anyway,
and out of the studio.
So as a fluffer, what exactly do you do?
Well, basically, I direct and write movies, and
would you say it's a fulfilling job?
No, not at all.
It's agonizing. No. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's pain and suffering and anxiety.
Well, do you have fun doing it?
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the point,
right?
You know, Big Baby P is an experienced actor.
Say it again.
Big Baby P is an experienced actor.
He is an actor. He really is. He's gone to acting school and things like that, and he, you know, couldn't get any decent gigs for himself, so now he's on the Olin Ezra show.
Right.
There you go.
The last stop.
Right. This is right before rock bottom, everybody.
Right. This is me, like, right before Behind the Music segment.
Oh, goodness.
he was passed out. He was found passed out with Xanax and heroin.
Wow.
I just woke up like, I'll kill you, Leonard Nimoy, and I knew I had a problem.
So you're working on Scenarios. That's your upcoming a documentary, and it's a look at the United States in about 15 to 20 years, right?
Yeah, it's a piece of fiction, and it's just being shot like, you know, a documentary. Essentially, we're trying to get away from the brand of science fiction. You know, even though it takes place 20 years in the future, we're trying to. I mean, the amount of research we did. I mean, into just everything, the government, DARPA, all. It's just insane. It's like ridiculous.
So you're basically trying to come with something like Big Brother. He's watching everybody at all times, but it's a more realistic, and people aren't driving around, you know, in bubble cars stuff like that. They're driving Fords and that's cool. So it's like 1984 documentary style, Small Mind, with the name on top of it, so it's definitely going to be something, you know, something different, and something that people need to actually watch.
And we're shooting it, you know, exclusively here in Detroit, and we're not, you know,
D-Town.
And what's the name of it again?
You know, and it's a location, it's a place, it's a feel, it's a style that I don't think anyone has really seen out there yet. I mean. Well,
I took a minute to look through your booth, and I was there with Steve, aka Magnanimous, over there, and we were checking out some of the old computers and things like that you guys had set up, and it's very cool. It's very intriguing. I didn't hear anything about the movie, you know, until today. So now that I've seen some things, I'm kind of excited for
what's
it.
What's the name of it again?
It's called be on Scenarios.
There. Scenarios.
Yep. Okay. And it basically centers on a border cop, you know. Basically, all the cities, you know, to go from Detroit to the suburbs, say, you gotta, you know, have papers and stuff because everything's really regulated. Basically, a terrorist attack that makes 9/11 look like Sesame Street happens, and that gives them the excuse to just go all out on us.
I'm sold.
If Oscar the Grouch worked for the government. All right, I'm sorry. That was bad. I'm sorry.
I have no idea where you were going with that.
I did for a second, and then I just blew it.
I have an ex-girlfriend who had a fetish for Sesame Street.
Really?
Oh, like you mean like actual insertion of like Tickle Me Elmo's?
I'm
or
talking
just...
like she wanted me to dress up like fucking Big Bird and like eat her pussy and shit.
Oh,
is she single now? Because I would definitely go down there. Wait,
you said Big Bird? I'm just thinking of Big Bird's beak. Okay.
Yeah.
Like you would be using the beak.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
Is she single? Because I would go down on her dressed like Cookie Monster. Cookie, 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 cookie.
Cook, you are the official Olin Ezra Show Cookie Monster.
Cookie, cookie, cookie.
Unfortunately, when you see a cookie you want to eat, she runs away.
Unfortunately. Or she calls in reinforcements and sends Olin on a fucking 6-mile walk drunken.
Right. So now you guys did some filming here in the Russell Industrial Center, right?
Yes, we're in the development stage of the film, which means that, you know, the script is just now getting worked out, storyboards. We went a kind of like a little overboard with our stuff. We're most of the guys in Small Mind Productions are visual effects artists by day, 3D animation, stuff like that. And we took those skills and put them to use by putting together this presentation, and in actuality, about 2 or 3 weeks from now, we're going to have a big bash here and, you know, show the footage in its full glory with, you know, the sound and everything going on.
Oh, that sounds great.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it's mainly to secure funding, because what I don't want to do is go to a major studio or even one of the smaller studios and say, give us money so that you can tell us how to tell our story.
Right, yeah, and you know that we'll have, that's just like artists with record labels now. It's like, no, you're not going to make the music you want to make. You're going to you're going to read this. Here, take this piece of paper and read that. That's your song.
Here,
now.
Get DJ Khaled.
Yeah. So, and then they'll throw in, you know, a couple uhs or come on, let's do it. That's awesome, man. We're definitely looking forward to that. And thanks again for letting us pollute your studio with the Olin Ezra Show. And
anytime,
we got Magnanimous coming up here in a little bit. And hey, can you do me a favor if you find John roaming around to come back? Because we got some really good stuff with him, but it was cutting in and out. So
cool.
Okay, very cool. So that was PJ from Small Mind Productions.
Horse lover.
And we're going to get into a news article really quick here. And this happened in Billings, Montana. A man was charged with burglary after he broke into a home, ate cheese from these people's refrigerator.
Was it cheddar?
He made a mess in the bathroom.
Oh, God.
After he ate the cheese. So he ate some cheese and then, like, crapped all over their bathroom. And then he fell asleep on their son's bed.
Well, you know, it wasn't too rough. It wasn't too soft. It was just perfect, wasn't it?
Well, sort of like the consistency and texture of this thing here.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what it is, but the guys from Small Mind, yeah, they have this worm thing. It's, wow.
We were playing jump rope with it earlier.
It's a PVC elephant wing.
Big Baby P has nothing on this phallus I'm holding
in
my hand.
Yeah, I got nothing on that one. That one beats me.
All right, anyway.
It's too skinny. Too skinny.
Yeah, that one beats me. I give you that. That one.
All right, in Billings, Montana, this happened in Billings, and Tracy Mullins, 47, was arraigned in district court on Thursday. And he pleaded not guilty to burglary, and bail was set at $5,000. But how the hell do you break into somebody's house, eat their food, and then pass out? And, like, wouldn't you just, like, hit the refrigerator and be out? Why would you fall asleep in, like, the little kid's bed?
I don't even know, man.
Like, what was this bum thinking?
I'm suspecting if you broke into a house and ate a bunch of food, a lot of bad decisions were made to get to that point. And potentially, out is not a big deal.
He's not even looking for anything of value. He's just, I just need to eat.
The man stole cheese, blew out their toilet, and fell asleep at the little kid's bed. What's up with that?
Remember as a kid, they used to teach you you taught you a little fairy tale about that chick that broke into the bear's house.
Little Robert Downey.
That's all that happened.
This guy's listening to way too many fairy tales.
Wow. He just got lost, and he was just hungry and tired and needed to relieve himself.
Anyway, it says the woman woke up and found a strange man sleeping in her son's bed. So she woke her husband up, and the husband confronted him with a 12 gauge.
Wait a minute, you did not say they were there the whole time.
They were there. This family was sleeping in their own bed.
This guy didn't make a ruckus in the refrigerator? Oh my God, jeez.
Andy blew out the bathroom, sleeping with the parents.
Oh my goodness.
And
where was the kid?
In the bed, sleeping with the parents.
So this little piss pants is sleeping with mom and dad while someone else is sleeping in his bed.
Right. The guy would have came in and essentially crushed him if he didn't know he was there. Unbelievable. What a joke. I say let the guy go because he's obviously looking to get into jail.
Yeah. He's just looking for a bed and three meals a day.
Right. And I saw this guy's picture. He's homeless. And
we got some background noise over there.
Well, I'm listening to what they're saying because
let's keep it going. We don't want dead air.
Pow! That's cool. That's why we cut and paste things. On the Olin Ezra Show, the only show that uses cut and paste.
Cut and paste.
Okay.
Check this out.
Hey, Steve-O.
I'm Shanks the Clown. Oh.
Steve.
Okay.
Steven.
Steve.
Here he comes.
He heard
you. Hey, if you see John, can you send him our way, please? Yeah. We got really good, awesome audio with him, but it was cutting in and out because we were so far. So.
Ooh, that's actually
pretty
insightful.
Wow, he's just ruining our show right now.
I didn't know. I hope he's okay.
How dare you?
I feel like a jerk.
Suddenly I feel for the man.
Yeah, nothing but
that's
love.
Still no excuse for breaking in and stealing cheese.
Yeah, that guy should not have stole cheese.
Unless he had low blood sugar.
Well, you know what? Yeah, you know what? Maybe the man. Yeah, like Steve said.
I just need to eat to stay alive.
Hey, would you like to talk about Small Mind a little bit?
Let him know.
I gotta go get John. We gotta go recruit for Magnano.
He's saying he's gonna go find John.
Okay.
Okay. There we go.
There we go. Pre-Magnanimous.
Pre-Magnanimous.
Don't tell anybody I did it on the elevator today.
All right.
Oh, no.
I think you just let everyone know.
Steve, you are my hero. Today.
I've never done it. Oh, wait. On an elevator.
Dang. Freight elevator.
Freight elevator.
I won't tell anyone that you did it on a freight elevator
going
today.
Going down big time.
Unbelievable. I won't tell anybody else that there was penetration in a freight elevator. Well, Dylan, why are you giving me the finger? Stop it.
Because it was Dylan.
The thing about a freight elevator, it's Dylan, the bigger the chick you can have on there.
Dylan, I wish you had a microphone because you're drunk and you're always a pleasure to have on the show when you're drunk.
Over in the corner, just like lounged out, throwing up the middle finger.
Dylan's giving us the finger. I think this is the first episode of the Olin Ezra Show that Dylan's
coming over.
Now he's walking over.
Like, that must have been a family stumble because that's how Olin was walking.
Aren't you supposed to be making sure the show sounds good or what? Oh, God.
Take it.
I just want to tell you to fuck off because wow. I've listened to you babble.
There should be some back there.
And babble.
Yeah, we got rid of all of them.
And babble.
Oh, one more.
Outside, inside, around the corner.
Isn't that what we do on the Olin Ezra show?
That's
babble?
What you do, fucking babble.
Someone cut
babble.
His mic, this long-haired fuck.
Wow, Dylan.
Hey, you wish you had hair like mine.
Yeah,
you
actually.
Wish.
Actually, it's kind
of wow.
bad.
Dylan is drunk and disorderly
if you grew
and heckling
your hair out,
my show
it'd be
now.
A big fucking poof ball. Oh.
Look at how racist Dylan's getting.
Wow, Dylan.
What up now, huh?
Hey, Dylan, I think
Dylan,
you need to go play the
wasted.
Slow jams
you need to
and
sit
calm
down,
down.
Man. The room must be spinning, buddy. He's done.
Oh, he's done.
He's done heckling us now.
Dylan, I love you, buddy. You know it was all in fun.
It's all good. Without Tapwater Productions and TapwaterProductions.com, the Olin Ezra Show would really not exist.
Yeah,
so.
Pretty much.
It would, but it would be like just three guys shooting the shit on a porch.
Yeah.
With right. no one to hear it.
That's pretty much what the show is. That's what we try to catch, but we try to get an interaction going, too, so...
You know what we haven't done in a while? You haven't let everybody know that the forums are still up and kicking?
Yeah, the forums are still up and kicking. There's somebody on the forums named Joe's a Cockboy that just...
fucking bastard.
He is at war with Joe, and it's funny to read. It's like they're two 10-year-olds on the forums just having this little internet e-peen war. It's pretty entertaining.
It actually is.
And anyway, the forums are still up, and you can get to the forums if you go to www.theolinezrashow.com. There's a little link in the sidebar for forums. So
pow!
Just click on the forums, and pow, it'll open in a new window, and then you can just, you know, launch hate-filled rants at me all day long, or
please.
Joe, or Pat.
Yeah, please send me the hate mail. Please send me the hate mail.
And we're
send
also
me
on MySpace.
Of your girls, naked.
We're also on MySpace at the Olin Ezra, or I'm sorry, MySpace.com/TheOlinEzraShow. So check us out there too.
And we also have a Facebook.
This episode of the Olin Ezra Show is brought to us by Small Mind Productions, and you can find them out at SmallMindProductions.com. And we're going to have a show coming up with Magnanimous in a little bit. So if you're listening on the internet, just stick around, and you'll be able to hear some Magnano because it's going to be recorded, and hopefully. The file won't be too big, and we can stick it in there, too, and all of its juicy
there.
Goodness.
Sticky goodness.
Juicy.
Absolutely.
Actually, I can guarantee fucking tea that if you came to the show on the if you came to the show on the 12th, the sound here is going to be way fucking better than it was.
Yeah.
That fucking butt fuck hole in the wall, fucking no sound having, fucking packing too many fucking people in a fucked up
Whoa,
ass
take
club.
It easy,
Dylan, what did
not
you do to
any
Pat?
Good
wow,
fucking
now Pat's
sound
pissed.
Club.
Look out.
Not going to say the name of the fucking club, but fuck you guys. You fucking suck. Your audio sucks. Your shows fucking suck. But the waitresses
Pat,
are kind of hot, though.
Pat, anything?
But the sound here is going to be way better, so check it out.
Yeah, tapwaterproductions.com, you know?
Don't smile at me.
Anyway.
Well, after a rant, I got to smile.
Hey, speaking of sucking, man, how was your birthday yesterday? Big Baby P is now 25.
My birthday fucking sucked.
I'm sorry to hear that, buddy.
All of my birthdays fucking suck.
They're all downhill after 21, man.
They are.
Mine have been all down. I tell you what happened. It's like when you hit 12, in certain cultures, when you hit 12, that's like you becoming a man. My 12th birthday, I actually got robbed from my fucking Walkman walking home from school. Shit's been downhill from there every fucking year.
This poor bastard. Since 12?
The life
12,
and times
every
of Big Baby
year.
P, ladies and gentlemen.
Big so 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 20 fucking five. Each of those years sucked.
Wow. I mean, you did get to go to a strip club, though, right?
Yeah, but I couldn't afford any dances. I'm fucking poor right now.
Oh, I know it. Everybody on the show has no money, and we're completely broke.
I
pay just, me, please.
You know what? I meant to tell you. We you know what I'm saying? We bonded, and you didn't even know it. I ate fucking a can of ravioli for dinner the other night, Olin.
I eat ramen. Awesome. I do. I
eat
ramen.
I ate that for lunch.
And speaking of that, if you go to YouTube, speaking of ramen, you can check out, you can search in YouTube for...
Olin Ezra.
Yeah, just Olin Ezra, and it's the first video that pops up, and it's me complaining
making
about eating...
Making an ass of
himself. Yeah, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? No, stop.
It's a sideways video, because, well...
It's sideways because...
The girls were smoking crack when they filmed it.
Yeah, so... Whatever. Anyway.
And I should have been there taking advantage of them.
So we're going to have John up here from Small Mind in a minute doing another interview with us. And, well, we're going to get to this special agent.
Special agent.
A special agent. Anyway, this dude was arrested coming out of a Knoxville museum. He got stuck in an air shaft, or an air vent, I'm sorry. He called 911 from his cell phone while he was stuck in the air vent trying to break into the Knoxville Museum of Art.
What an idiot.
Richard Anthony Smith told the police he was on a mission. And the first thing he told police when he was found was... mission failed.
Did he have like a cassette tape of his own theme music?
I don't know. He
that would have been great.
Yeah, he needed that cassette tape of his own music. Really, I mean, he was hoisted up from a helicopter. So they attached a winch to him and hoisted him out of this air shaft.
What a dumb ass.
And then he told police he was a special agent from the United States Illuminati, badge number 0931. And he had rappelled into the museum from a helicopter. He said he was following orders to defuse and confiscate a Soviet-made nuclear warhead, a MRV 6SS-22AN warhead, according to the report. The bomb was hidden in a blue plastic cow sculpture in the museum basement. However, once he had gotten stuck in the air vent, he told the agency that he was in air vent limbo, and when he was in air vent limbo, he said the agency called him and said that the museum was supposed to be in Memphis, and they screwed up. So now this Illuminati agent is stuck in an air vent in Knoxville when he was really supposed to be in Memphis.
What a dumbass.
Unbelievable. I don't even think he was all there. So anyway.
I need to get whatever drugs this guy had.
I don't know. The cop says, fortunately, he was able to reach his cell phone. Or he may not have been followed. Just think of that.
Think of this poor bastard stuck in an air vent for the rest of eternity.
In like 3 years, we would have had a story about a mummified man found in Knoxville museum
looking
air shaft.
For nuclear warheads.
You know,
people would have just stopped going to the museum like, oh, what the fuck is that smell?
It smelled. Right? Nobody could pinpoint the smell, but it's really the like Illuminati secret agent. Wow. Yeah, hopefully it was venting into like the dinosaur area and you could just say it was like the, you know.
No, man, it had to be in like the lunchroom section.
Hey, come on. Man. Now, I'm sure the nice people at Gordon Food Service don't appreciate that.
I'm sure they don't appreciate anything.
So, yeah, we're waiting for people to fill on up. Like I said earlier, we're having a magnanimous.
Where did he go, by the way?
Show? He disappeared. I mean, people have been coming and going all night.
A vanishing act.
Done a lot of promotion for the show. It's been a
good
thing.
Pat, don't you dare take that computer and put porn on.
What's that, Dylan? Mostly going.
You said coming and going. Yeah, coming and going.
Mostly going.
I like it when they go.
Whatever. I don't care if they come or go. Just as long as they're here.
How dare you, Dylan?
Wow, Dylan. Dylan just loves to heckle us.
He just likes throwing up his middle finger.
Come on over.
Yeah, Dylan,
the mic's
Papa Squat.
Always on for you.
Papa Squat.
People
here.
like listening to you bitch at me, so what do you got?
Fucking black sheep of the fucking family. You know what? You know how I get approached by everyone in our family? They say, hey, how you doing? I say, oh, I'm all right. Oh, how's Olin? How's Olin doing? Is he okay? I heard some things. I heard he's not doing okay. I'm like, should I really tell him the truth? Or should I just say he's okay?
You know what? He's okay.
Don't worry about him.
Just sugarcoat it, Dylan.
No, Dylan, don't sugarcoat it. Tell them the truth. Make
I'll
their brain
the
cells pop.
I'll tell them the truth that you're fucking out of your fucking mind. You got all kinds of bullshit going on. Yeah. Wait. Just when things can't get worse, you get a dog.
I know.
Just when you're fucking broke and you can't feed yourself.
Hey, but that dog is cute as fuck.
And you know what? That dog eats better than I do. There's a 40-pound bag of Science Diet in my kitchen for that dog. So I might not eat.
You know what you could have bought with that? Decency.
I can't buy. Dylan, I can't afford decency. Decency costs way too much. And you know, I spit and piss in the proverbial mouth of decency all the time. I don't care.
The average Joe's better half just
Hold
showed
on, come,
up.
Come on over
come
here.
Come grab a microphone. Heather, come grab a mic.
Heather,
yeah, I called
Heather,
you
please,
out. Come
Heather,
on.
Heather, please come over here.
Come on.
Hot,
bring
these
your
hot chicks
friend.
Gave
Who
us this paraphernalia
that is her
earlier,
cousin.
So...
What's her cousin's
Remember, these
name?
Hot chicks
Pat,
gave us
Pat,
paraphernalia
don't you
earlier.
Dare.
What? I'm not hitting on Heather. I'm hitting
I know,
on Heather's
dude.
Cousin.
If it wasn't for you, we would have never even seen them. Oh, my God. It's Joe's beautiful girlfriend Heather.
She's a beautiful
and who's
Little Red Riding Hood. Hi.
And she brought a beautiful version of Little Red Riding Hood, too.
I don't...
I'll tell you what, I'm going
to
cut my mic
Would you guys
off.
Like to
you
be on the
Oral
Announcer Show?
Way.
Heather, come here and sit down, because we're going to talk shit about Joe for a second.
Yeah, Heather, you sit down. You come over this way. I'm going to turn my mic off.
Come on. Yeah, here we go. No, right
Ashley,
on Big Baby Peace
Ashley,
Pat.
Pay him no attention.
No,
Ashley,
right here.
Hi, I'm Patrick. Right how are you?
Right here. This is Joe's
You know what?
Girlfriend,
let me introduce
Heather.
My own woman.
All right.
Everybody, this is Joe's better half, Heather. Say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up, Heather? You're on the Olin Ezra Show. So, what, are you hot?
I am fucking hot. I've been walking around for an hour looking for this.
Speaking of the mic, baby.
You got to lean into it a little bit.
Just think it's
mine.
You were just saying
tool.
About how hot you were. Continue,
just think it's my
please.
Big tool and you'll adapt immediately.
Wow, you're really going to say that on the air?
What?
Hey.
You're really going to say that on the air?
Yeah, absolutely, on the air. Here. Streaming live, Joe's Big Cup.
You got to hold it right here, just like this.
Yeah,
mind the stepchildren.
There we go. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I wish we had this on camera.
Like this?
Yeah, she's cupping the mic. John, hey, buddy.
There he is.
All right, and we got an interview with John coming up in a little bit. The one outside didn't go the way we had hoped, so we'll get him.
Yeah, you guys
inside.
You guys walked a little too
anyway,
far.
Anyway, who is this, Heather?
It's Ashley, my cousin.
Hello, Heather's
hi,
cousin.
Ashley.
Would you
Ashley.
Like to come say hello, Ashley? Come on,
but you wouldn't
come
want to
on.
Be on the
don't
internet.
Be
say hi to Big Baby
please
Pat.
Please come say
Diana.
It's
Pat.
Radio,
come
not TV. They don't know what you look like.
Yeah, nobody can
She's
see you.
She's fucking hot. She's
oh,
sitting here like a red hood. She's got these sexy little glasses on.
Steve-o.
Little brown hair curled to the side a little bit.
Okay. How? What's the timetable?
Yeah, she's like a sexy ninja. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So. Or maybe even just a couple songs when you come back. Once we're done with this session, I think we're going to be done for the evening. So.
I think once the musicians come on, we're done, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just trying.
Okay. So
Moving it along.
We are going to move the show along. Steve has to make a stop by the freight elevator
free.
One more time. And we are going to wrap up the show. Unfortunately, we didn't get that second interview with John, but hopefully we can salvage it. And hey, John, you want to answer a few questions really quick, man?
Jonathan.
2 minutes.
Okay,
2 minutes. That's fine. We'll roll into it in 2 minutes. So, Heather, did you have a hard time trying to park or anything like that?
Yeah,
wait,
well,
you got
after,
hijacked.
No, we witnessed one. Some guy trying to steal a truck.
Really? It wasn't a red S10, was it?
No red S10.
Okay, good, because that's...
It wasn't
that's
a Super Saturn,
Olin,
was it?
Who was going to hijack our pieces of shit?
I don't know, but you never know. Somebody sees a ghetto hoopty, and they're like, man, I got to have that.
Dude, if somebody hijacked either of our cars, they're not going to make it past 5 miles, because we have
no gas. No, there's no gas in my car. You're going to break down. I can't afford gas, so... Anyway, we're waiting for John to come up, and people are filling in. Hello, people. What's up, people that are filtering in? How you guys doing?
Hey. Got some more heads in the room.
Welcome to the Russell and the beautiful city of Detroit and everything else. We have live music coming up here in about 10 minutes. We're going to interview John from Small Mind real quick, and we're going to kick it with some music. So
yeah, can't wait.
I cannot wait.
You have nothing
to talk shit about Joe with, right? You're just
yeah,
because
yeah.
I have plenty. Because Joe is such a greasy bastard, it's so easy.
I am, damn it. Go ahead, key everybody in. Know how much of an asshole I really am.
Oh, you are, Joe. You are so.
You know the best thing you can do right now is just say, "Joe, you're the best, and I love you."
No, please don't, Heather. Anything but
don't
that.
Don't you do that? Don't you dare do that?
Don't do that to me, please. I've spent just countless hours just decimating
on,
Joe on the
Come
show.
Come on, baby, do it.
Come on, for me,
don't
Heather.
Don't you dare. Don't
do
you
it for the biscuit.
Dare.
Do it for the biscuit.
Don't bring biscuit into
it. I'm bringing
don't biscuit,
bring
into,
biscuit
this.
Into it.
I'm bringing biscuit into it.
You're not bringing biscuit into
I
it.
I am bringing biscuit no. into this.
No.
All right, anyway.
You love me, baby?
I do love you.
Hey, right. Steve-O over there.
No,
you ready to go in about 10 minutes?
Yeah, wrap it up.
Okay,
wrap
good.
It up. Rep. Something Pat is unfamiliar with.
Okay. No, we're waiting to squeak out this
Rep
last interview,
too,
and we're out
me.
Of material for the show. So,
yeah, well, yeah. He said two
he
minutes.
He said 2 minutes. So, 2 minutes. We're waiting 2 minutes.
Would
you like to say anything, Steve-O, before you go on?
What's that?
I said, would you like to say anything before you go on? Anything you got going? Upcoming gigs? Anything like that? Any plugs? He's about to rock out with his wang out.
It's all good.
And you'll only find that at, yeah.
The Olin Ezra Show.
And the Russell Industrial Center. This place is beautiful, so. Come on back, ladies. When Magnano kicks on, we're going to be going.
No, wait. I was just about to make you night. I was.
Oh, yeah. Really, Pat. Yeah, you had like 5 minutes to plant away. A seed.
Yeah, please. I know. I'm very slow. That's why Big Baby Pat needs love, too.
But you got to be on the ball, though, Pat.
Big Baby Pat wanted her on his ball.
So anyway, we're sitting here. We got John with us from Small Mind Production, and he's going to talk about a little bit about, what's it called? Scenarios, right?
Scenarios.
Dropping in 2009.
Yeah, we're looking at about fall 2009. Realistically, we'll probably be doing some private screenings around that time. We're going to have some exclusive stuff up in the studio. It's kind of a pretty interesting movie. We're looking to break it apart because of budgeting and all that. Obviously, you know, we all ain't rich.
Absolutely, I know that.
But we're hoping to do a good portion of it, fall, have a little screening, you know what I mean? Kind of like a one-night thing. It's nothing official yet, but hopefully everybody that checked out the booth today, you know, was pretty enthused about
cool,
what's coming
out. I did see the booth, and you guys have a lot of cool stuff in the booth, and we got some footage down there of the show for you guys and you know, for the show down in the booth. So that's really cool, and you have all those vintage things in there. What is there any specific direction you're trying to take this production?
Well, yeah, we're trying to you know, make people a little more aware of what's going on. It's basically a movie that speaks about what's going on in about 10 or 15 years. If we don't wake up and do a little something about...
Right, if we don't, you know, change things.
Yeah, state of the nation, you know. So it might be a little bit extreme in some parts, but you look at what's going on day to day, and slowly our freedoms are getting taken.
We're at the point now that we just give them away, and we don't even think about it. It's like, oh, Patriot Act, okay, no problem. Yeah, and nobody even knows what's actually been taken
until someone's
from
kicking down your door, you guys are going to be comfortable. And it's when somebody breaks down your door and starts infecting... what's yours, your private life, your underwear drawer, your shit, you know what I'm saying, your wallet. That's when you're going to start jumping into action. So
the feds do not need a warrant to search and seize your property.
No, basically, if you shut up and do your thing and you, you know, you're allowed
fall
to,
in line.
You know, you be part of society, you know, there's no problem. You agree with things the government, you know, you agree that they take care of you.
If you fall in line like a lemming, right?
Yeah, but the problem is when you start to step out, you know,
That's when the proverbial fly swatter comes in.
Yep, and again, man, I'm an in betweener. You know, I do both because you got to watch your shit. So this movie is a little bit about promoting that, showing the both sides of that, showing the people that are kind of locked into that motion and the people that have decided to let go of certain freedoms to have other freedoms, to have real freedoms, letting go of owning shit, letting go of having credit, letting go of having bank accounts, having numbers, because they're truly free that way. Technology, we see it as, it's not going to stop. It's just, it's on a ramp. It's heading upwards, and it's not going to stop. So the people that are really kind of free in this movie, they're using old kind of stuff, hence what we had a lot of the props
like that
today.
Booth.
Yeah, we had a lot of analog equipment in there, and that's basically communication and the way these people work. So they realize what's going on, but they step back and they use this stuff because it's non-trackable. Because, you know, with the movie, we're really accentuating the fact that everybody's under this grid and everybody's really being portrayed as a pawn. I mean, it's...
Right. Scrutinized. You know, and even when I go to downtown areas and I see a camera there, it just seems like somebody's there watching all the time. Whether or not anybody's actually manning the screen, it just seems like everyone's so used to being videotaped with everything that people don't even care anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, you probably don't think of it much. I'm sure everybody sees it from time to time, but I mean, you stop at a stoplight. You look to your right, you look up on the pole. Hey, there's a camera. What do
look
you guys, I mean, what do you think of that? Do you think
I think it's deplorable.
Oh, yeah, but it's there for your safety.
No, right. It's not.
No, yeah.
No, but
if
there's so they can
watch
us.
And that's
no,
another, you know, that's a big argument of mine is I'm sick of being pulled over and being ticketed $65 for not wearing my seatbelt. Yeah. It's my choice if I want to wear my seatbelt or not. Just like if I want to smoke a joint, that's my choice.
Yeah, this is kind of going off the subject of the movie, but at the same time, I can agree with you because if I'm allowed to ride a motorcycle on the road, okay, which I agree I should be able to do, why can't I mean, why do I have to wear my seatbelt? Now, personally, I wear my seatbelt because... When I'm in my car, I wear my seatbelt because, you know, I've made...
That's because you're a product and they own you.
Yeah, they own you, man.
No. But if I was on a bike, I mean, no, I agree. But if I didn't want to wear one, I wouldn't wear one. You get what I mean? And it's a ridiculous thing. It's like, why can you own certain things and not have other things? How can you have a semi-automatic weapon but not an automatic weapon? How can you have, you know... It's so funny. You can't... I remember getting in trouble wearing a chain wallets in high school.
It's a weapon.
Yet I could stab somebody in the neck with a pencil, you know?
Right, you know, what are you doing with that big mechanical pencil?
Exactly,
right.
Every school makes you
have a number two pencil for, like, standardized tests.
Right, you know.
Yeah.
Specifically sharpened to points.
Right, and then what are they going to do? Start giving people round pencils because somebody gouged another kid's eye out with it? Right.
That's where computers come in.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, then you can just beat somebody with your laptop.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you just get mad enough, you just throw your fucking monitor at somebody.
But we had just done a segment, and they're in Texas. They actually told a girl to take her rosary off, not because it was a religious symbol, but because it was a gang related symbol.
Yep. I had a buddy. Again, we're going way off subject here, but this is great because I had a buddy going to a athletic club, which is a sports bar, which is a basketball floor, like it's chopped up old basketball courts, right? Okay. Pistons were playing playoffs, right? My buddy comes in with the Pistons warm-ups, a Pistons jersey, and a pair of Jordans on, and they wouldn't let him in because he was wearing gang colors.
Red, white, and blue are the Pistons' gang colors now.
No, you're missing this. No, Pistons were in the playoffs, and they wouldn't let him in wearing Pistons attire because of the gang-related shit. And this was an athletic club.
Unbelievable.
That's horrible.
Crazy shit. Well, anyways, this is my point. It's all around us. That's even the fun shit. That's even the going to the bar shit. So, I mean, the real deep shit is what's going on with the government. We're trying to make this movie a little more reality than entertainment. And we're basically showing, again, what can really happen
if we just sit
back and relax. Because, I don't know, to me, things are getting out of hand. So we're trying to make this movie to make people realize, you know, what the hell's going on. So
okay, very cool. And that's Scenarios?
Scenarios. And you can check us out at www.smallmindproductions.com. Be looking for us all over the web. Like fall 2009.
Very cool.
And we should be, we're over at the Russell Industrial Center, third floor, building 2. If you guys ever need anything, you guys need to shoot, you want to check out what we're doing, usually somebody around here. So check us out. We have parties sometimes, and there'll be more information to follow. Maybe we can catch up on another interview on another day.
Yeah, we can. We're right down the hall. So this has been John from Small Minds. You can check them out at smallmindproductions.com. As for the live portion of the show, it is completely done and official. So for Big Baby P,
Heather's cousin is hot,
the average Joe,
holy shit,
Dylan over there who's not running the sound,
pow,
pow, and myself, I'm Olin Ezra, and this has been the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution.
Get Pat a cupcake.